Well, good morning and welcome to. Good morning and welcome to Can Do It 2 Radio. And we got a little advanced start there. But anyway, we want to welcome Melissa Can with us this morning. And hello, Melissa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Well, you've got quite the story, and you've got an amazing website called Run Heifer Run, and I've actually seen you on national TV while working out at the YMCA. I had to tell someone, hey, I know that lady.
Excellent. So, I was looking at you.
That's right. Yeah, you're watching. We had to pick up the pace just a little bit while that entire time was on, so it looked like we were sweating. So... Tell us who is Melissa Can and how'd you get here today? What brings your story?
Well, it's Melissa Can, just so you know. And who
Can,
am I?
Okay.
I
don't know why I said that.
No, it's fine. I am just a girl next door. Literally, I am a soccer mom. I'm your neighbor. I'm your friend. I am pretty much just an ordinary person who's trained to do something extraordinary in helping other people. I'm sorry, somebody was at my car window. I am literally just trying to help motivate other people. I lost some weight along the way. I decided when I hit about 38 or 39 that my life was just, I wasn't happy. I was overweight. I was insecure. Just so many things in terms of just not being happy with who I was. I looked in the mirror one day and I thought, you know what, it's time to make a change. So really, I'm just that girl who decided to make a change and trying to help other people. I think people can relate on different levels to different areas in my life. And I just am here to help encourage other people and, see what comes of it.
Sure. That's pretty awesome. And that's exactly kind of how I felt too. There was really a tipping point in there. In the early days, what was your turning point? What was that, I guess, what for you?
You know, for me, it was looking at my family history. On my father's side of the family, there was, a lot of heart disease, cholesterol issues. Everyone was dying of a heart attack. Everybody was having a heart attack and getting stents and this and that. They had to alter their lifestyle around their illness. On my maternal side, we had diabetes and all these other things. And, having four children, one day my husband and I were talking, and he said, I love you, but I think, you need to look at your health and see, are you going to be around for the long term with all four kids? Are you going to be here? What do you need to do to get healthy? And it was at that point, I looked in the mirror, and maybe other listeners can relate, but sometimes the mirror lies to us, We say, oh, it's not lighting, or, it's because I'm wearing stripes. But in reality, the mirror was lying to me, and I was in my own mind just thinking, oh, it's not that bad. But, one day it was literally just a switch that flipped in my mind, and I said, today is the day. I'm taking control, and I'm just doing it. I'm making a change, and I'm starting today.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so true, and it's so easy to tell ourselves, oh, it's just a little bit, or my numbers aren't bad, so it's okay. I might be overweight, but I'm healthy. So
I hear that a lot. I speak with too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just know it's like for me when that happened to me years ago. I was more concerned about my cholesterol, and yet my cholesterol numbers were very low, but I was 348 pounds. So at a blood screening, they say, well, are you diabetic? And I looked at the numbers at 380 and go, well, yes, I am now. suddenly that was out of whack. It wasn't the year before, but it was today. And so
not to mention the collateral damage of everything, your joints, your body is going to just not respond well when it's carrying all that extra weight.
Sure.
And for me, I suffer to this day. I have arthritis in my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Every run I go for is, a reminder that, you abused your body for so long, and here's the price you're paying. It doesn't stop me.
Here's the price you're paying.
It's a great reminder. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, That's awesome. Yeah, so it was more for you, mind over matter, when it comes to that. Then you you just put your mind to what you wanted to do and didn't tell yourself you couldn't do it.
I didn't know I couldn't do it. So, you know what, in my mind, it was literally,
right.
I didn't set out with the goal to say, I'm going to lose 100
sure.
pounds. I set out with the goal to say,
right.
today I'm not going to screw it up. And then tomorrow I'm
right.
still not going to screw it up. And
sure.
you know, 1 pound turns into 5 pounds, you know, it turns into 10 pounds. And all of a sudden,
yeah.
you're down 25 pounds. And people say, oh, did you get a new haircut? Or did you used to wear glasses?
Yeah.
People start to notice. And, you know,
right.
there's power in that. There's all of a sudden you start to feel better about yourself. And that,
right.
that's a very empowering feeling, and it helps you to continue for sure.
Sure, that's awesome. Yeah, it wasn't until I had dropped almost 65 pounds that someone said, hey, have you lost a little weight, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
I read a study that said that it's at about that 30-pound mark for people who are pretty obese. It's at that 30-pound mark
sure.
where people on the outside start to say, you know, why do you look this? Did you color your hair? It's right about that mark where people start to notice.
Right.
And that's a great feeling. Yep.
Awesome. Good. Now, when you talked about you and your husband had a chat about this, you know, before you started and about your health, was your family supportive of your journey here?
Absolutely. You know, I think my children, yeah, definitely. My husband was completely on board.
Mm-hmm.
The way I did it was I signed up for the Jenny Craig program. There's multiple programs out there that will all work for you.
Mm-hmm.
That one was most certainly the one that was best for me at the time,
sure.
Given my lifestyle
yeah.
and how busy we are. But, you know, they were very supportive. I think that my children were probably sad because, you know, in some way, like, oh, no, we're not going to go for ice cream every night and eat pizza every night for dinner. Because I wasn't doing them any favors either. What was I teaching them? You know, my example was not a good one. And, you know, you learn from that. And looking back now, I think, oh, my gosh, I feel pretty bad about letting them eat all that alongside me. But at least we made the change.
Right.
So, yeah, they were definitely supportive. And
good.
They are, I think, sometimes my biggest cheerleaders. I hear them, they'll tell their friends, like, hey, my mom's on TV or, you know, so I hear them and, you know, so it's cool to see that I think they are proud in their own way that, you know, they're teenagers too. So we're kind of low-key with how we deal with things. But,
right.
I think that they've all been very supportive.
That's incredible. That's really awesome. And I'm so glad you said that you set the example and you realized an example you were setting for them.
I used to see them Lunchables, which not that there's anything wrong with that, but that would be their main meal of the day. And then looking back, I think, oh my gosh, you know, did we ever hear of fresh fruit and vegetables? You know,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
know. And it's such a great example. And I think when you lead by that example, that's just another way you connect with them and grow that for the future. So.
Exactly.
Great. If someone is on the fence about life change, what are maybe two or three things you've learned to help them throw that tipping point to, hey, I don't want to wait anymore. Tomorrow never comes.
Well, you know, when you're on the fence, it really, I think for each person is different, but it really takes that each person's own decision to make that move, to make that final, to flip the switch, if you will. And nobody can make them do that. You know, as you probably know, we all have friends that are overweight or maybe, you know, a food addiction is just as real as an alcohol addiction or a gambling addiction. These
right.
are sicknesses. And until the person is ready to help themselves, you can be there and support them, but you can't make them do it. So what I found for me is that once I've seen that this person, in fact, did, you know, I'm always encouraging people, make the change. Be, you know, I'm here for you. I will help you. I'll be your accountability buddy, whatever you need to do. Once
mm-hmm.
they've made that change, and then we can help nudge them and continue them along the way in terms of, okay, hey, how was your workout today? How did you do? You know, definitely providing support, holding them accountable, and cheering them along
right.
the way, and also letting them know that we all struggle. We all have, you know, two steps forward, and sometimes we take a step back, like we'll just call that Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, you know, we all have our areas where sometimes it's just a little bit more difficult for us. So I think that if we can, and you know, it's not just me, it's everybody, if we can all provide support to each other, we're all, the way I look at it is we're all in this kind of continuum. Some people are down here at a number one where they're really struggling. Some people are here at a number five where they can help pull up those people at a number one and two and three and four. And then there's people at a 10, and these people can help pull up the five, six, seven. So we are all in the same struggle and the same journey. If we can help each other and encourage each other, the only thing that can happen is good things. The world will be healthier. People will be happier. I think only good things can come of that. And the biggest thing is to just, yeah. If you're on the fence, make the decision to do something healthy for you and for your family, for your family's future. We all want to be there at our children's weddings and to meet our grandchildren. All that stuff is so important. I think just keeping that in mind is a big deal.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great words of wisdom there. So true. So true. It's just you want to be there for all these things. And if we, and that food addiction is just as critical as any other addiction. So.
Well, and it's almost, to me, it's a little bit more tricky because you need food to live. You need nutrition, whereas you don't need alcohol. You don't need gambling itself.
Right.
But you need food. You can't escape food. So it's definitely, to me, it seems a little bit trickier in terms of dealing with it and overcoming it because you have to view it as fuel, not actually, eating your emotions away. And that's a whole different psychological ballgame.
Absolutely.
You can't just give it up. You can't abstain from it. You just can't.
Right. That's true. And we're surrounded by it everywhere we go. Commercials. Food samples at the store.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The food culture in this country is, if we have a celebration and we have cake or pizza, if we have a funeral, we have mourning. And what is that? I mean, in almost every religion here for mourning, we bring over food. Holidays, how much pie can we eat? We have hot dog eating contests. I mean, our culture is definitely not helping. It's breeding this mindset of obesity, and it's hard to fight. And sometimes people can feel alone, for sure.
Exactly. And then when you consider the checkout lane of the grocery store that considers candy a food group,
Well, and notice where they put it, at your children's eye level, too. You notice it's always right down there for the kids that are in the strollers, And what are we're teaching them, we're indoctrinating them at a very young age. It's bad news.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me, Run Heifer Run, that's your website. How did that come about?
Yes. This Run Heifer Run came about. It was actually a phrase a girlfriend of mine, one of my dear friends in, she'll hate me for saying this, I'm sure she's listening. She lives in Backwoods, Tennessee, in the middle of nowhere. Accent is just truly remarkable. It's the most southern of southern accents. You almost can't understand her half the time. And I told her over 3 years ago, I said, I'm going to start taking up running. A different friend of mine had said, hey, let's run a half marathon. And I thought, what the heck, I'll give it a try. So he called me one day, and I started with the Couch to 5K program, and I was on probably day one, and I called her, and I said, I can't even run 10 seconds. I wanted to die. I needed an ambulance and a defibrillator. And she said, run, Heifer, run. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is the best phrase. She called me a heifer, and she told me to keep running. And I thought, there's something to this. And so what it embodies to me is it's really – The entire movement, if you will, when we call it a movement, the entire movement is all about helping each other and like that continuum I talked about, supporting each other along the way. We're all in this together. And so, Run Heifer Run was born that day, but really kind of came about. We have a website now. We have hundreds of members across the world, and we have places where we show up for races where there might be 10 heifers, and we have T-shirts that people wear. And really what it means when we're saying Run Heifer Run, we're buying into the philosophy that, we don't take ourselves too seriously. This is self-deprecating humor. And it's really just there to say, look, we are all in this together. Nobody is going to, go out there and break the world record for the 13.1. Let's have some fun, and let's help each other out along the way. Let's make some friends. Let's, encourage each other. And it's become a really great community of people. And I will note that you don't have to be a runner. You just have to be a person who is ready to make a positive change in their life. That could be giving something up. That could be starting exercise. It could be anything. People often say, I'm not a runner. But that's okay. You don't have to be a runner. You just have to want to make a change for the better. You just have to want to improve yourself. And it's great because when you do that, it's so empowering. You help other people. And then they in turn help other people. And it's just, we can make so many, kind of like a ripple effect. And so much transformation can be done if it starts with one person and we continue it down.
Right. That's awesome. So well said too, and I too hear that. I'm not a runner and I personally am not a runner. I don't enjoy it that much. I mean, I do high intensity cardio and then mix it with weightlifting and weight training. But I'm always pushing that envelope of what can I do next? as opposed to I want to do more. I don't want to do less. I want to do more, and then rotating that up. So great, great advice there. And I'd love to hear, I'm so happy to hear how that started. That's really funny. So what's a
yeah,
typical
we
day
enjoy
in
it.
The life of it's just funny. It's great. And it's a movement too. So that's even better.
Exactly.
You know,
we have so many bad cow jokes. And I will say when people are wearing their t-shirts around town and people, you know, you look at the stares you get and people are like, wait, what does your shirt say? We're wearing it racist.
Right.
And people just kind of stare and laugh. And it's a great way to get the lines of communication open too, in terms of, you know, what is it? Why are we here?
Sure.
How can we help you? How can people become more healthy? So it's great. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's just awesome. So what's a typical day in the life of Melissa like when you you mix your runs in and things like that? What time do you start?
Well, you know, I have to say I'm a morning person. I've always been a morning person. And my day typically starts around 3:30 in the morning, which is ungodly. It's hard to. I'm married to a night owl, so he's usually going to bed by 3 p.m. It's kind of, or 3 a.m. Sorry, it's kind of funny. So I get up around 3:30 and on days where I run, I'll get up, I will kind of get dressed, and I'll typically, you might know I'm from Twitter, I'll make a very bad weather report when it's 48 degrees and I'm freezing cold, and I'll sit in my car
right.
And pick up a weather reporter, and I make horrible jokes about the weather. I get out there, and I go for maybe a three-mile run, just a little 5K around the canal, and
uh-huh.
I'm home right as my children, I have 14 teenagers, so I'm home right as they're waking up and getting ready for school. So that I don't miss anything. I can still be there for them. I can still do everything I need to do around the house, but yet still make time for me. The rest of the day is typically, you know, errands, just different things, whether it's preparing food. I do freezer cooking. So I'm typically, I will cook for about 2 weeks straight sometimes and make everything from scratch, you know, with fresh, healthy, whole ingredients. So that takes forever. So. And so I'll do that, and then before you know it, I turn back around, and I'm also, you know, during the day talking with different heifers in the herd, you know, helping
mm-hmm.
encourage them, doing different PR things for that. Sometimes I do motivational speaking, so many different things. So I'll go out and meet people and talk with them and
uh-huh.
help encourage them. On days where I go to the gym, they're not running. I'm at the gym by 4:45 in the morning, and
sure.
I work out there, come home, and hit the ground running. You know, same thing, just, you know, whether it's running or the gym.
Right. So how do you find that balance in family life and the workout? You do it. You obviously do it, and you do it well.
Well, you know what, and I'm committed to doing it because I know I can't go back to doing it, the other
mm-hmm.
way. So the balance for
right.
me is doing it in the morning before anybody's awake so that when I get home, there have often been times where I've run a race, you know, whether it's a 10K or even, I won't say a half
mm-hmm.
marathon because I'm pretty slow, so by the time I get home, they're awake. But there's often
sure.
times where I'm getting done running, I come home and everybody's still asleep, and I'm like, you guys, it's lunchtime, come on.
That's funny.
You know, the balance for me really falls in getting the exercise out of the way early in the morning, that way I know it's done. And that also sets me up for success during the day in terms of choosing wisely, you know, what am I going to eat today? Am I going to screw up all that hard work I put in this morning? You know, chances are no.
Right.
So that's definitely a plus. And you know, the balance just comes between picking and choosing what I know is healthy for the family. So, you know, we were
mm-hmm.
recently faced with a horrible family decision. Do we want to go on a cruise or do we want to go to China? And you know, in my head,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking a cruise. Okay, we're going to sit around and we're going to eat from that 24-hour soft-serve ice cream machine. Or we can go to China and eat fresh vegetables and walk, you know, 35,000 steps a day. So my poor children had to get lugged all around China. You know, such a horrible life. And I'm like, look, this is a healthy vacation. This is a great thing to do. And, you know, there's balance in that. They you know, they roll their eyes and they go begrudgingly. But at the end of the day, they realize it's all in their best interest, for sure.
It's all in that's awesome. That's awesome. Wait, man, great, great, great. So I like to say this. I've seen you on TV. You mentioned Jenny Craig. You know, we have a little bit in common there. I was on TV back in the heyday of Windsor Pilates. So
that's right. I think you sent me that link years ago.
Yeah. There's a video of me out there in my younger days when they dressed me up like a millwright in a factory with a denim shirt and pearl button snap piped shirt that I never wear. So anyway, but it's there. Tell us about your June and Craig experience and becoming a spokesmodel there.
So what an amazing, fantastic experience, and it's still surreal. I think it's been 2 years since the initial photo shoots and commercials started airing. You know, I joined Jenny Craig because of it had street cred. I knew, you know, their marketing worked. I looked at Valerie Bertinelli and I thought, well, crap, if she can do it, why can't I do it? And I looked at
right.
other people that I've known in my own life and thought, well, they did it. And you know, this person lost 80 pounds, this person lost 30 pounds. Let me give it a try. I know it's effective because other people have done it. My lifestyle is such that we're always on the go. I needed something where I couldn't, for me, and again, everybody has something different that will work for them. For me, I needed something that was kind of, that took the brain work out of it. I wanted to go to my freezer, pull out some food, eat it, know I liked it, and be able to be content knowing that this food is nutritional, and also it's going to help me lose weight. Plus, it just tastes
right.
good, really. And Consumer Reports rated it, you know, amongst the best, and I thought, well, all these signs, and, you know, they can't be wrong. So for me, I went into the Jenny Craig Center, and it took me about a year. I will also, my consultant was fantastic. I met with her about once a week, and she really encouraged me. She called me on the carpet when I gave her BS excuses as to, you know, well, I gained a pound. And she'd look at me, and, you know, she'd want to know why, not just, oh, I don't know. You know, she cut right to the chase.
Right.
And for me, I really appreciated that. What happened was they had submitted my name without me knowing. They submitted my name as a success story, and talk about surprise. They had their national conference for all of their center directors and all of their C-level executives. They were having a meeting in Tucson, and they were looking for a successful client to speak to several hundred. I think it was 500, 900, some huge number of people. And my center submitted my story without me knowing, and sure enough, they picked me, and so they called me in and they said, you know, sit down, we have some news. And I'm thinking, oh, God, you know, they're closing the center. I'm going to get fat again. What's going on? They said, well, you know, we submitted your name, and guess what? You know, you won. And I wait a minute, I didn't even know I was in a contest here. So I went and I spoke to – it was fun. I got to meet the Jenny Craig. I got to meet such amazing people, just inspiration stories, and I got to meet the food science people behind the corporation. So – for me, too, I didn't realize, and maybe this is naive, Jenny Craig is an actual person. She exists. And I took selfies with her. They're on my Facebook page. What happened was they liked me so much at the conference, which was just humbling. I thought, this is crazy. You know, it was so surreal that they asked me to come back and be a part of their national marketing campaign, which was just so such an honor and so humbling.
Wow.
A couple months later, they flew me and I believe it was four or five other incredible women out to Denver, and we shot print ads, we shot commercials, we did all kinds of stuff, and just so humbling to be amongst these women that all had such amazing success stories. To realize that, you know, the power in becoming the best version of you and how you can reach out and help other people it's like no other. It's just invigorating.
That's really awesome. That's awesome. So, incredible. Incredible. We've got about 7 minutes left, and I just want to, as we kind of wrap up, advice for others who, you know, that you've obviously lived it, and, you know, kudos to you for making that change and making it stick.
Thank you.
A little bit of advice you might have.
You know, any advice for somebody who hasn't started yet? Go ahead and start, because you have nothing to lose. If you don't start today, in 6 months you'll wish you started today. And you know, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Why wait is my question. It's not even advice. It's just a question. You look in the mirror and you have to answer that for yourself. But why wait? There's no good reason to wait. In terms of advice for somebody who's in the struggle, don't quit. Just don't quit. Don't get discouraged. Come join us on Run Heifer Run on the Facebook group. Find me on Twitter. Don't quit. Ask for help. Reach out. Let people know your goals so that they can help you stay accountable. That's a big, big deal, especially for me. I oftentimes will email my trainer and say, I'll be there tomorrow morning, just for some accountability in case I feel like I might want to sleep in tomorrow. Because mentally, I know I have to do it. And it's all mental. The body will go wherever the mind sends it. So be strong in your mind. And if you have to take it hour by hour, sometimes you do. Sometimes I do too. We all struggle. But don't quit. That's the biggest thing, is that your health is the most important, because without it, nothing else matters. There is no U-Haul following a hearse. You know, you just your health is really the most important thing.
Right, right. How
without
can,
it,
you mentioned you, follow you. Know. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Without it, you have nothing. You know, and I've made that allusion to a friend of mine who was big onto his cars and motorcycles. He took better care of them than he did himself. You know, and
exactly.
I said it's funny
exactly.
you trade those every 2 years. You can't trade your body.
You
know, you
yeah,
can't
and sometimes
trade that
you
off.
Can't reverse some of the damage you've done. So
right.
you know, stop
yeah.
stop doing the damage today and start trying to reverse anything or just trying to get healthy. There's a lot of people who maybe only have 10 or 15 pounds to lose, but still, what are you waiting for?
Right.
That's my,
what
that's
are you waiting
question,
for?
But exactly.
That's funny. Hey, how can others follow you? You mentioned your groups and things, so just give a
sure.
big shout out to all the places we can connect with you.
Absolutely. You can connect with us on Facebook. There is a group called Run Heifer Run. And so there's a page and a group. You can connect with us on either one of those. You can find me personally on Twitter, Melissa, it's M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Kahn, K-A-H-N, and the number 7. So Melissa Kahn 7 on Twitter. On Instagram, it's at Run Heifer Run. And you can also check out the website, www.runheiferrun.com. We are constantly growing the herd and asking people to send in their stories. On the website, there's a couple different places where people can submit their story. If they're struggling or if they're an inspiration or if they just want to talk, there's places on the website to do that as well. So a million different ways to connect, all of which will be met by a bunch of happy heifers.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. We have about 4 minutes left. If anyone would like to call in and ask Melissa a question live, we can do that. It's 713-955-0728. That number again is 713-955-0728 with questions for Melissa. It's just we'll wait a few minutes here and see what we get if we have anyone call. It's just fantastic, though. I love your quote here that I took from your website. She hadn't finished licking her fingers clean before the grandmother's sister scooped her up to spend the rest of the day at the community lap pool. wow. Yeah.
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 I
just see, you know, like what you're saying there about a plate of chicken. So.
Well, and you know, when you have food issues, you really, you start to look at food as your friend. Food is your companion.
Sure.
Food is your everything.
Right.
You start to say, well, if I go to the movies, oh, I'm looking forward to having nothing. But you start to really plan your life
yeah.
and think about your life and the events in your life as they relate to food. And that's kind of an indication that, hey, there might be an issue there. There might be a problem.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. And you know, there's help for that. And there's certainly so many people who can relate. And especially, I don't know if men struggle as much as women do, but we are definitely emotional eaters. So there's
sure.
that element as well. You know, it could definitely
oh.
a struggle. So the more people
yeah.
we have that can lift us up and support us and acknowledge our struggle and say, hey, you're not alone.
Right.
I just think it's
good.
For the community, it's just better.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and men do. And we just had a caller, and then they went away. So if you get a chance
uh-oh.
To call back in, we only have about 90 seconds left, 713-955-0728. It flashed on, and as I was trying to bring them in, it disappeared. So I apologize for that. But, yes, men do struggle in ways, and you know, I don't know if we would call it emotional, but it certainly is. It's a comfort, you know, it's a go-to, and it can be, whether it be the fast food or just anything that's around or just eating out of boredom, it's there. Oh, we do have a caller here. Let's take him here.
Oh, okay.
Hello, caller, and thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Melissa?
Yeah, I wanted to know, Melissa, cheat foods. Do you have anything that you think would be a good cheat food when you're really having a bad day?
In terms of nutritional value, you know, my go-to sometimes will be hummus. And thanks for calling in, by the way. Sometimes if I'm really feeling like, gosh, I don't want to screw it up, but I need something, I might have a cheese stick or some hummus. For me, it really satisfies some type of feeling that I'm eating something I shouldn't be, but even though it's not that bad for me. So hummus is definitely one of my favorite cheat foods. Another favorite one that's not even a cheat, really, diet lemonade from Chick-fil-A. good or bad, doesn't matter. It's my favorite thing to drink sometimes, and I will indulge on a really big one and just feel like I shouldn't be drinking it. It's that good to me. But diet lemonade is definitely something I can get on board with for a cheat food, even though it's not
food.
Well,
fantastic. Great question, caller. Thank you for calling in. We got about 6 seconds left, and we're going to wrap up. Thank you. My favorite cheat food is a Fruzer, and I'll list them on our website as well. But they're a sweet snack that's whole nutrition. That's all fruit and no additives, no added water, no added sugar, no added anything. It's just a fantastic treat when you want something sweet.
Good to know. I'll check that out for sure.
Yeah. I tweet a lot about them and things. So, yeah, great company. Just really good stuff. You feel, you can really feel comfortable knowing that you're getting something and satisfying that sweet tooth. So, Melissa, that wraps us up. We're about 3 minutes over. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day, and we'll connect again soon.
Thank you for having me.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.